This is Hi Dad, the show where you get the advice your dad would give you, because common sense isn't so common. Here's your host, Shane Wall.
And welcome to Hi Dad. I'm Dr. Shane Wall, and allow me to kind of introduce myself. I am a senior pastor in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Woo-hoo, Bulldogs. South Carolina State, Panthers, Claflin University. And I tell you what, we are looking forward to having an awesome time on this pilot of Hi Dad. You know, there are a lot of people out there who God has blessed me internationally to call them sons and daughters. And I really, really, really love them. Some people, the first time I meet them, I call them son or daughter. I'm a relationship guy. So there are a lot of people out there who want to know things for their lives, things that maybe they just don't have a dad in their life to tell them. So I want to be there for them. Is that all right? Yes, it is. God has given me that special gift of love and of wisdom and, of course, understanding. So let's help some people. I am so favored to have one of my spiritual sons on the air with me for this pilot, and he is the mastermind. David is with us.
What's up? Hi, everybody. It's good to hear. Good to be here.
Yes, sir. And listen, we are just winging it. And I don't mean winging it in terms of we don't know what we're doing, but we're going to have a great time. You're going to enjoy this podcast every single episode. I promise. David C. Marshall Jr. Talk to the people.
Hey, everybody. So we're really excited to launch this podcast. And I'm just kind of honored to be sitting in front of who I consider personally my father. And he's just my father in so many different aspects, spiritually, just naturally. And he wears so many different hats in my life. And so I think this is going to be a great opportunity for him to share so much wisdom that he's been giving to me to the rest of the world. So I'm just flattered. I'm honored.
Now, David, when did I meet you? What has it been now?
Gosh, it's been, what, like 3 years, 4 years?
About 4 years. You came to the church as a visitor, and it's just been a great relationship. He wanted to help us on our website to manage the calendar, and he managed to get into the position of director of our media services. And I tell you, he is absolutely awesome. But this podcast is about you. It's all about you. And you have some very personal concerns. And we want you to be honest. Just talk to your dad. All right. I don't have any natural children yet. I just got married last year. I don't have any natural children. So I really, really, really love all of my spiritual children. And I say spiritual because I'm a pastor. And that's what we call them, spiritual children.
Yeah.
But I love you all. I haven't even met you, but I love you and looking forward to helping you. Now, let's get to it. David, what do you have for me?
So we've got a lot of questions coming in. And by the way, if you want to send in your questions, send them to questions@hidadpodcast.com. That's questions@hidadpodcast.com. And try to keep those brief and to the point, and we'll do our best to answer them as a part of the show today. So I guess we can just start off with our first question.
No problem.
So our first question comes from Jonathan in Bayville, New Jersey. He says, "Hi, Dad. I've been struggling for a long time with a sense of isolation. I'm in a leadership role at work, and I'm in a lot of nonprofit organizations where I volunteer. I'm at the point where a lot of people depend on me, and my job description is basically problem solver. I fundamentally enjoy working with people and solving problems. When I'm doing that, I'm in my element and happier than ever before. I have a very small number of friends who I feel actually care about me, the person. to some degree. But even with these friends, I initiate contact 98% of the time. It all leaves me feeling like if I wasn't around to reach out to these people, nobody would miss me. Why do I feel like this?
Jonathan, let me tell you, it sounds as if your life is helping people. That's what you want to do. You want to help people. You love helping people, and you have created that type of atmosphere around yourself. People know you as the helper. They know you as someone who loves helping people. They see the joy, and that has become your personality, your persona. It's like, this is who Jonathan is. You know, he's the helper. He's all cool. You know, he has time to help everybody. And that's all you're showing the people. You're not allowing people to see the side of you that's hurting. You're not allowing the people to see the side of you who wants to be comforted, who wants some attention sometimes. If you are always going to be the one to help somebody, then that's all they're going to see. It is okay to express your need. It is okay to express your need even to those that you're helping, because what you're providing for them is what you can provide. But there are some things that they can provide for you. So let down your guard and trust somebody, even if you have to do what I call a test trust. Just let them in on something light that it didn't matter. It doesn't matter if it gets out there that somebody else learns about it. You know, just something like, do a test trust and see if that individual is somebody who will regard you as needing that help and that they're willing to help you. So it's okay to help people, but open yourself up and let people know you need help as well. I want you to be super duper balanced. You've got to be balanced. Help and then be helped. Make that your goal daily. Okay, David.
That's valuable advice. All right. So our next question is from Hillary. She's from Trenton, Missouri. And she sent an email that says, "Hi, Dad. I started this job as hourly back in April. I just recently moved to a salaried position. However, I was out sick yesterday, and when I came in today, my manager asked if I wanted to use a vacation day to cover it. I'm already aware that I did not negotiate this properly, but I don't think there's much I can do now. My question is, was my manager within her rights to handle the situation like she did, or did she take advantage of my ignorance?"
Well, Hillary, what you have to do is you have to look at your employee's manual. You know, I do that as well. You have to look at your employee's manual and see if she is in her rights. Now, do you have a lot of vacation days that you have stored up? And is that why your manager is like, "Well, we're going to use this as a vacation day"? Or are you kind of slim on your vacation days? And I'm aware that if you have a sick day, you have to be sick. You really, really have to be sick. So did you have sick days and she opted to charge you a vacation day instead of a sick day? That is something that really needs to be looked into. You really need to investigate that, because that isn't right if she has a sick day that she could allow you to take. So it all goes back to the black and white, and every boss has a boss. And I would, you know, if it's not a real big thing to you, I wouldn't really want to make a stink, especially if she is your immediate supervisor. But other than that, I would ask her. I would just simply ask her, "Why did you use one of my vacation days? Those are already set for something. I don't want to give up one of my vacation days. Why can't I use a sick day? So I really don't have a lot of information, but hopefully with that, you can, you know, kind of gauge yourself. And feel free to email me back with more information, and I'd love to help you.
Very good. Trent in Macon, Georgia writes, "Hi, Dad. I'm going to be 25 come the end of this year, and I've not made any real progress in pulling myself out of my living situation. For the past 5 or so years, I've lived under the kindness of my friend and his family, but it's just beginning to grate on me. I feel like I'm going through that time in your life that you're expected to when still a teenager. I just don't know what I want to do. Some part of me wants to do just better than either of my parents ever did. Maybe it seems selfish of me, but I want to live in better surroundings. My question is, what can I do?"
Okay, my son who I've never met. Trent, let me say this. You are 25 years old. Okay, now society says by then you should have graduated, gotten a master's degree, you're buying a house, you have a nice car, you're married, maybe a kid on the way, or a child, a baby or two, and you should be very, very comfortable right now. Your wife is working, or either she's a stay-at-home mom, a housewife, or whatever, okay? That's, quote unquote, the American dream. Right now, that's not happening for you. You have to know what Trent wants. This is what I suggest. I want you to take yourself out. I don't care if it's just to get some French fries and a cup of water. I want you to take yourself out at a restaurant, and I want you to sit, and I want you to learn Trent. I want you to find out who Trent is. What does Trent like? What would Trent like to do for the rest of his life that if somebody would pay his bills, he would do this for free simply because he just loves it? You have to do what you love doing. God gave each of us a desire in our heart. He put that desire there. That's why some girls want to be surgeons. Some boys want to be policemen. You have to find out what makes you happy. What do you want to do? That's the first thing you have to do. Being on your own and having your own instead of staying with friends and things of that nature, that will come. But you have to find out, Trent, who you are. You really, really do. And don't say, "Well, I want to do so much better than my parents." Listen, your parents did what they did. You have to do what you have to do. You are an individual. Find out who you really are. It sounds to me as if you've tried different things and these different things have not worked out. Why? Because you're not happy. Why are you not happy? That's not why you're on the earth. That's not what lights your fire. That is not what makes you want to get out of bed. Find that. "Well, what I want to do is going to take me, you know, I've just been in school for a year and I dropped out and I have to go back to school for 3 more years. And if I'm going to get my master's, that's another 1.5 to 2 years. That's about 5 years. Trent, 5 years are going to pass anyway. So you have got to do something. If you do what you're doing now, 5 years are going to pass. If you go to school to get the training or go to a technical college. You know, I tell so many people, you're missing out on the secret. Go to a technical college, learn a trade. You can literally come out making between $30,000 and $45,000 a year. Can you imagine 18 years old graduating from high school, going to a technical college, and before his or her 20th birthday, they're making 40-something thousand a year? If you're making 40-something thousand a year and your credit is good, I won't say awesome, but good, you can buy a house, a nice starter home, two or even three bedroom, one and a half bath home, a nice car? Trent, go to school. The years are gonna pass anyway. Do what you want to do. Find something that you're good at. Where do I find that? Within yourselves. Eating those French fries, drinking that water. Learn, Trent. And I want to hear back from you. I want to know what you decided to do. Hi, Dad. Here I am. Now, let's get it done.
That's right. Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
Now, for our pilot, we decided that we would do these three emails. And I didn't read over these emails at all before this podcast, because as I said earlier, it's just a gift that God has given me of wisdom. And I'm 46 years old, so I've experienced quite a few things in life. And I want to use my experience and the gift of being able to hear God. Yes, right. Hearing God himself. Why? God is our Father, and he wants to talk to us. Who wants a father that doesn't want to talk to them? And yeah, it's a touchy subject. There are a lot of people who are going through. I've met a lot of young people. As I said earlier, I have sons and daughters who have father issues. And it's unfortunate, but I'm here for you as best as I can. I know we may not be able to get to every single email or every single call in, because you'll be able to call in as well. But I do love you. And I want you to know that from somebody who has a father's heart. As a matter of fact, the Father, God Almighty, never, ever, ever feel fatherless, because God loves you and he is your father if you give him your life. It's so important, so very important. All you have to do is just talk to him. You know, I don't talk to God like, "Oh, Holy Father, I come humbly before you." No. I call him Dad. I do. Many times when I'm talking to God, I say, "Dad, listen, they're getting on my nerves, and you're really going to have to do something about this, because I am about through with them." He already knows my heart. It's no need in me trying to act as if I am so wonderful and nothing affects me. So I want you to talk to him. If you haven't given God your life, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, just talk to him. Something just as simple as, "Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you. I'm not saved. And I know Jesus died for me to get saved, and you raised him from the dead, and you gave him all power. I want Jesus in my life, so I receive you, Lord Jesus. I'm not perfect, but if you work with me, I'll do better, I promise. I want to listen to you. I want to do whatever you want me to do. So, Father, please forgive me for all my sins. And you said that if I confess that I've sinned, and I just did, that you would forgive me and you would cleanse me from every single thing I've ever done wrong. And I believe that. So I thank you for saving me. And now I'm ready to go on from here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen." That's it. And I want you to talk to him like that every single day. You don't have to get saved every day, but just talk to him in conversational format, because he wants to talk back to you. Well, Hi Dad podcast is going to be about a half an hour, and sometimes we might just get happy and extend it some. But today, what we wanted to do is a pilot, just to let you know how well you'll be treated, because we treat our listeners the best. I promise you, because we want you to know that God loves you and I love you. I know I'm not your natural dad. You may not be a member of the church I pastor, but God has given me a dad's heart. So feel free to call or to email and just say, "Hi, Dad," and tell me what's going on in your life. Okay? Thank you so much for tuning in to Hi, Dad. Follow me on Twitter at Shane_Wall. That's Shane_Wall. And visit me on Facebook at Pastor Shane Wall. And you can also visit the website, HiDadPodcast.com. That's HiDadPodcast.com. Thank you for listening. I love you. God bless.